Hello Aquarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, April the 29th and the whole week ahead. Well, with the Moon in Gemini and Jupiter in Libra and your ruling planet Uranus in Aries, this is lovely, full of surprises and spontaneity, and that's what I want you to do. You shouldn't stay at home or in one place and be an old drudge. I tell you why, because self-pity is so easy with one aspect of the day, and you'll get over that by having some fun. And here's your Sunday stars. The Moon has now hopped into Cancer, and that really means that there are certain situations in your life that you're finding difficulty to deal with. It could be an obsession, it could be a doubt, it could be something that is psychologically hitting or hurting you. The way to deal with this is by being more logical. If you suffer from depression or anxiety, then what you do need to do is get it out of your system. And one way is by talking to someone you love and trust. And here's your Monday stars. Now, with the Moon in the sign of Cancer, for you there's a number of issues that you need to deal with. Could be a joint financial situation, it could be your sex or love life, there's all kinds of things, but the word that really comes and springs to mind is intimacy. So anything that is intimate to you, anything that deals with the secret part of your life, could be getting out of control and needs to be brought back into check. And here's your Tuesday stars. I love today's stars. This is particularly good if you have a special connection with someone. It can be through love, it can even be through sex, or it could be just friendship. The essence of today's stars is being with somebody you like at some stage of the day. You will feel enlivened and you will feel fizzed up by a friendship or a link with somebody who sees the bright side of life. And there's the clue. Be with positive and optimistic and boundlessly fun people. And here's your Wednesday stars. Now, with Mercury about to move direct, thank goodness, the last 2 to 3 weeks, perhaps even more, you've been having to sort out things that are linked to your future, even your everyday life. Your everyday life has needed sorting out, but you may find that some things have just not really fallen into place. Well, that's because you need to think about a situation more. A lot of things will now begin to come to light and will make it a lot easier for you to get rid of things or people you no longer need there. And here's your Thursday stars. I love the sun in Taurus for you. And the link to Neptune is lovely if you've got to have some kind of family party or family get together. We're talking about your kith and kin. We're talking about being with people who know you and love you and respect you. There's a lot of good energy around your stars now. But when it comes to home and family, there's some lovely sentimentality going on here now. So live in some nostalgia. And here's your Friday stars. Well, the Moon's in Virgo today. Not one of the signs that you connect with immediately, but nonetheless, it's something that you can sort out and deal with. What can you deal with? Well, a number of things. Health issues, anything to do with worries or doubts or anxieties that have been getting to you. We spoke about that earlier on in the week. Health issues need sorting out. And if you're prepared to do it, you'll feel so much better.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.